Race into savings now at Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out, building the highest quality doors in a wide variety of styles. Add beauty to your home with interior doors from Mastercraft. Shop our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way in-store or online. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Mastercraft doors today.
Save big money at Menards.
This week on Hot Couple Chronicles.
We had the Mardi Gras room, so a lot of naughty New Orleans vibes going on.
Yeah.
It's kind of reminiscent.
With a gigantic bed.
Huge, huge, huge bed. Secrets really is kind of on my shit list right now, and I have praised them for all these years, and I love going there. I do enjoy it and everything, but we're paying really good money for the bare minimum amenities, and something doesn't work. Hate me if you want, but I'm going to be honest. Will I be back? Probably. You know why? Because it's a good freaking time. I cried at the end. It was just so beautiful to watch everyone just living their best life. It's the best MC voice I've ever heard in my life.
You hear it just like a roar through a crowd. Yeah. I'm like, no fucking way.
But he had a minion costume, and then he got himself the biggest dildo he could find and stuck it right in his zipper and walked around with those suspenders and that hat and that dildo all night, just strutting his stuff. Swingers are the most imaginative, creative people in the entire world. Their costumes just, you cannot be a swinger Halloween costume contest. He was living his best life, and that night he was riding a fucking elephant. He had tiny little legs. He was completely naked in this inflatable elephant. This is nothing. She's like, touch her. You're a woman. And she was hyping me all up, so she talked me into it. I ended up doing it, and I'm so happy that I did, because it was such a cool feeling. I was hyping myself up. I literally was like, you got this, you got this, you got this. And I ran in and I kissed her, and it was zappy. It was everything I thought it would be, but it felt so good. It really did feel really good.
Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
It's the last Wednesday.
This year.
This is the last episode of the season. And this is fresh, because we are recording this at 4 p.m. on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And editing this super fast and throwing it out, hopefully, by midnight, hopefully.
We'll have it out.
We're shooting there.
We'll have it out on a Wednesday.
It'll be out on Wednesday. But it's the last episode. We've had an amazing year. It's been fun.
It's been a good swinger season.
It's been a good swinger season. It's been wild. We've been through a lot. We've grown a lot. The ups and downs and all arounds and everything. It's been a wild, fun time. We've had a lot of good memories. It's been fun. And it's time to take a little bit of time home.
Yeah. It's time for, holidays right around the corner.
If you're watching us, you can see that we have decided to wear our Christmas jammies because we're not going to get to see you guys for Christmas, and because it is colder than most Christmases today.
Oh, it's so cold outside.
Like, we're making soups. We're definitely in the Christmas vibes right now.
So cold outside.
So cold. I said 2 days ago, I was swimming in a pool, outside, hot, living summer up, so it's weird to come back to this 2 days later. And now it's winter time, full winter time.
Yeah.
Yes, our systems are in shock because we just got home from Zegrets just a few days ago.
Yeah.
I spent an entire week there.
Yeah. I spent 4 days.
Mm-hmm. It was long.
It was long.
This one felt long. It felt like...
Yeah, because you left Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got back Sunday. So, yeah, it was a whole week for you.
Yeah, I went with Rob and Lindsay. This time they were coming south for the first time ever. Cause everything's always north. This time it was south, so I was on their way. So they came and scooped me out because he wasn't going to get there for a day or two. And I packed myself in there somehow. I don't know how Rob does it, but he packs that thing. He's got a roof rack, and we packed that whole entire thing full of stuff. There's not one hole left. And you know how Secrets is. I mean, you bring everything because you never know what you're going to need. Every room is different. You never know what they have or what they don't have. And you're going to be there for an entire week. Yeah. And then plus this time we had extra stuff because the weather. One day it's cold and then the next.
Yeah.
And then when the sun goes down, it's cold, but then it'll be like 90 and sunny during the day. And so you have to, you're there for a week.
That big temperature swing.
Fall. It's definitely not summer anymore.
Even in Florida. Yeah, because it's
like it's 87,
88, 89 degrees during the day, and then it gets down to like
60s. And as soon as that sun goes down, and now the sun goes down at like 5, so you have to make sure you have warmer weather clothes. And then summer stuff. And then it was Halloween costumes and all the event stuff, and so it was extra, extra. And we went to the beach, and we had to bring a lot of supplies. So, yeah, the car was packed full, so we got there. We ended up staying off-site, like 30 minutes away, something like that. We got a room super cheap. Ended up going a day earlier just to be down there because Lindsay had to work and stuff. She works when we're away. And so I wanted to be down there for that. And then Monday, we ended up going to Zegrets. We checked in the afternoon and got unpacked. That's a whole ordeal, you know, how that goes. It's a whole getting everything out and getting everything put away into storage.
Well, and that's it. It's like when you get the Zegrets, you get everything out of the car, unpack what you can.
What you can fit.
And then all the decorations, you decorate. And then you pack your suitcase back up, and the stuff that you're not going to need immediately, you put back in the car.
Yeah, because storage is limited. And at Zegrets, you never know what kind of storage.
Especially when you have more than one couple sharing a room.
Yeah.
That would be enough storage for me and you.
Yeah. But even though it's pretty tight.
But it's always...
Add extra people.
Yeah.
It's pack everything you're not going to need and then put all of it. We have storage sheds. Whether our car, we had both of our cars full of stuff when they were there and just kept putting stuff we didn't need back in the car. And I mean, you're in a room for a week, so it's a lot of stuff. But yeah, we had the Mardi Gras room. So a lot of naughty New Orleans vibes going on.
Yeah.
It's kind of reminiscent.
With a gigantic bed.
Huge, huge, huge bed. It was a custom made,
it's
made for
it's
that.
The size of two king beds.
Yeah, it's ginormous.
Put together, but it's not just two king beds put together. It's
there's no
one solid mattress.
No, there's no crease or anything you can tell. It's so you could sleep on opposite sides and you weren't anywhere near anyone else.
Yeah.
There's plenty of room. It would be a good orgy bed for sure.
Oh, for sure. So the original plan was for me to come down Tuesday. I decided after getting everything done, doing all the things I needed to do after work, that I was going to come down Monday. So I texted you, said, on my way, and then I showed up about 8:30. The problem is Zegrets, even to be on the property, you have to pay for a membership, either a single female, a couple, or a single male. Me not being with you, they made you pay for a single female. But you explained to them,
no.
I'm here right now. My husband's coming tomorrow. The first person you talked to didn't really understand or didn't care enough to understand. So you just so you could be there, you paid for a single female.
Until Thursday.
No. Yeah. It went back up there with a manager. And she said, don't worry, got you covered.
Oh.
So we felt better. Yeah. Then you paid again. You paid for a couple's membership till Thursday.
I went back to make sure that he was okay and he wouldn't have to pay single meal prices because it's like $200-$300 a night.
Yeah. So you paid a second time.
Yeah, again.
So you paid for a single female.
And then a couple's membership.
And then a couple's and membership the and the fees.
Yeah.
Twice.
Twice.
Yeah. So I show up. I unpack my bags. We get my stuff in the room. We go up to the front desk. Everything's supposed to be taken care of. She said she put a note on the account and everything. Show up. It's that woman wasn't there anymore. It was a new girl. And we told her what was going on. And she said, well, I'm just going to have to charge him for a single male. And we said, no, we've talked about this.
Three times. I was like,
and she's like, here's what we paid. We've paid you two times already. And she's like, well, I'm like, it was, I forget the lady's name, but it was this person. And so she's like, hold on. She's trying to call her and text her. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. And she's like, well, you're showing me you've paid twice. Like everything we're saying is lining up. She just didn't have confirmation from this person that didn't make the note on the account like she said she was going to.
It ended up working fine.
And so she gave me my bracelets and we were good till Thursday.
They just, this time, usually it goes so smoothly and usually it's no problem at all. This time, everything was a problem. Everything was being picked apart and also like, paid numerous times now to be here. It's very frustrating. So anyway, moving on, we just wanted to be there and we were just willing to pay whatever at that point. You just get to that point. And we had friends that were overcharged enormous amount for stuff that is bull crap. Secrets really is kind of on my shit list right now. And I have praised them for all these years and I love going there. I do enjoy it and everything, but we're paying really good money for the bare minimum amenities and stuff that doesn't work, stuff that we just have to deal with and put up with, and we all laugh about it because it's secrets, but they're charging
It's an ongoing joke at this point.
And they're charging us just astronomical amount and of fees. It's just, it's insane what it's never come to.
And that's just for day passes.
That's just for passes and
that's not
there.
Even the room.
That's not even the room. You're paying just stupid. And we're always honest with you guys. And we'll always be honest with you guys. And this time they just nitpicked and they refused to give parking passes to everybody because one person was a guest on the list, but they paid for the room. And they refused to give the paper. So, and then they were towing all of their cars. And it wasn't even a busy weekend. There was parking spots. Like, it wasn't like it was packed out.
Yeah.
I've been there where the whole next door lot was. You know, I understand keeping the place protected. I understand security. I understand all of that. But the stuff that they were nitpicking was from paying customers that were doing nothing wrong. And they were just picking things. We went to the bar the next day.
Oh, that bartender hated me for some reason.
She just did not like him. Never said anything to me, but everything he did, she was after him. And he wasn't even doing anything.
I wasn't doing anything.
Six people at the resort at this point because it was a Tuesday.
The last time she yelled at me, it was just me and you in the pool by ourselves playing that beer pong game with the pool floaty things.
It just the stuff that she was just nitpicking all just on him. She really had it.
Yeah,
she was not being nice. And all while the whole fire alarm system's going off, everything's closed. The hot tub is bubbling over and closed the entire time, and it had film at least an inch thick. Like, I don't want to sit here and hate on secrets, but also it's getting a little crazy. Them and trapeze are both really just making me. They're just irking me, and I'm always going to be honest with our listeners. I'm never going to be like, oh, it's paradise on earth and everything is so beautiful and wonderful, because I'm never going to be that person. Yeah. Hate me if you want, but I'm going to be honest. Will I be back? Probably. You know why? Because it's a good freaking time. It is fun.
Yeah, we have fun every time we go. But
they have amazing shows. They have amazing themes and parties, and we love eye candy. And all of our friends are there, and it's a good time, but get out of here. Some stuff.
Get out of here. So,
and I'm going to tell you the down. And you decide if you want to go or not. You know, we're going to tell you. We're going to be honest on our reviews always. And whatever. We actually had a really great time. But we just really wanted to.
It started off rocky.
But going back to all of our secrets fun, once you get checked in and everything, a lot of pool time, a lot of just hanging out there. Lindsay had to work, so me and Rob would just make ourselves scarce as much as possible and just kind of hang out at the pool, the amenities, doing all
the
Yeah,
she had to work almost every day during the week for at least a few hours. But luckily, she works remote.
Yeah, she's so lucky.
We put like a partition around her, and she had the blue screen on her computer for all of her calls.
And the room came with this partition, and it was tucked up behind the thing at the desk. And we were like, why would anyone need that? And then ended up using it the entire weekend.
And like, that's actually works perfectly.
Yeah. She had her own little cubicle, and we could go behind her and go to the bathroom and do what we needed to do. And she was still safe and had her headphones on and was in her little office. But she did a lot of that. So we did a lot of, we went to the store, got all the stuff we needed. We made Jello shots. We're making Jello shots for the room call.
Yeah, 200 Jello shots.
Yeah. So we had to go get the stuff for that and just, you know, lunch and doing normal stuff, trying to do pool time and hot tub time and stuff. And then we had the drag show Tuesday night. He got there, so he got to come to the drag show.
Yeah.
It was late. It's 10:30 by the time they start the drag show. So that's very late for us on Tuesday.
I mean, so I got there 8:30.
It was chilly.
And then after we got checked in, unpacked, got settled, visited for a while, took a few shots. And every Tuesday night at Seekers, they have a drag show at the club.
Well, it was chilly and it was late. So we all went in our sweatpants to the drag show.
We had, Robin Lindsay had their own sweatshirts made and gave us a couple with their logo. So we've had those on, sweatpants. We were nice and cozy.
There was people in robes and
slippers.
Lingerie.
We had slippers on.
Other people had lingerie, slippers, robes. Everyone was just kind of in their own. It was a Tuesday and it was late. So everyone just kind of showed up as they were out of the pool or whatever. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
It was fun.
It was so much fun. I'm so glad we ended up rallying. We were all so tired. And
yeah, we almost didn't go. We were like, let's just go to bed. But
I'm so glad we ended up going because we had the best time. We had stacks of ones and we were just living our best life. And we ended up just making good friends with the drag queens. And it was so much. I cried at the end. It was just so beautiful to watch everyone just living their best life. I always have a moment where I tear up and stuff. It's just so much fun to watch. But that was so much fun. We got to make friends with the sexy squad.
The sexy squad.
So we got to, that was when we first made friends with them. And I love the addition secrets of the sexy squad. The shows and the entertainment that they're adding on, kudos to Secrets because they are killing it there. But we got to make friends with Nick and all of them. Oh, it was so much fun. And then we went to bed and we had planned on going to the beach the next day. But
yes,
Lindsay had to do a little work and we weren't in any hurry because we were going to go watch the rocket launch. It was supposed to be at 6:30 that night. So we weren't in.
Yeah,
too
it was
much
a night hurry. Launch.
And it was only like an hour away.
Hour.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And so we kind of took our time and let Lindsay work for a little bit, got ready and headed to the beach. And we couldn't go to the nude beach because of the shutdown. So the state park was closed. So that was a little bit of a bummer. That was the original plan, as always. So we went to Cocoa Beach and it was pretty perfect.
Yeah, it was a perfect. Too cold to get in the water. Neil put her feet in.
Yeah,
you know, get wet.
Bikinis and
say hi to the ocean.
Yeah.
And wear our bathing suits and stuff without getting cold, but it was too cold to get in the water.
It was a gorgeous day though. And we had Wawa subs delivered right to us, and it was perfect day. Perfect.
Yeah, we had a little picnic on the beach, hung out all freaking day,
and then they postponed the launch till 8:30, so we had more time. So once we packed up and the sun started going down, it started getting chilly, and it was time for sweatshirts. So then we went over and we went to the restaurant that we had saw, and we sat on the rooftop, and it was a full moon, so the moon was right over the ocean, and it was absolutely beautiful and gorgeous, and had some tears again, and just super grateful, and just everything you can imagine. And then after that, we went over to the Ron John because Lindsay had really wanted to go to the Ron John. She was adamant about
it. She had never been to a Ron John, and that was a promise we had to make, to go to a Ron John.
And it was right there. So we walked right over there and went browsing. We had about an hour to browse and then went back over to the launch. We went to the beach to see the launch.
Rob had brought his camera and tripods and stuff. He was trying to get the long exposure streak in the sky of the rocket. So
some time to set it all up, and we set up blankets and everything, and then ended up watching the launch and crying again, and just so much the full moon. It was just a whole experience. I've never seen a launch at nighttime. This was our first nighttime launch, so just to see that was absolutely fabulous. It wasn't where we thought it was going to be, so it kind of screwed up all the pictures and videos.
We had everything set up to where we thought it was going to be. It was going to be right over there. We had everything lined up with the horizon so you get the most of it. And then we're watching the time for the launch, and we're like, the launch window starts in 3 minutes. And we're making sure everything's good. And then the 3 minutes pass, and we see the sky light up over here. We're like, oh no. So everybody just pivots. And we got some good videos and pictures of it.
Wow. But so proud of it. It was beautiful.
It was a scramble at the last second.
It went right over the moon, and it was definitely, it was much better in real life. Like, you can't capture that on video. It's just something you have to see in real life. Definitely recommend if you ever have a chance to see a rocket launch. Definitely do it, especially on a full moon. That was super special. And the weather was gorgeous, clear, beautiful, clear night. And so, yeah, we did that. Made it back to the hotel pretty late. It was pretty late. We were tired. So,
yeah,
we really did some hot tub stuff. And then we played. We ended up playing. They ended up playing. Kind of parallel played.
Yeah, we kind of parallel played.
Well, they played first, and then we took a shower, and then we were showering and played. And then played at the end when they were done. So it's kind of, we did get to play. And then we passed out, went to bed, got up because Thursday was the first day of the event. And everyone was moving on in starting at 3 p.m. So we knew it was a big weekend coming. So, yeah.
Looking to add some excitement to your social life? Meet 3Fun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, 3Fun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscriptions. Ready to join the fun? Download 3Fun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with 3Fun today.
And then we got up, and the good part is that everyone was running around checking in and getting moved in, and we were there just to help. We were like, what you need? What do you want us to do? I was still in my robe. I just woke up and just was relaxing, not really in any hurry. And I was like, I got to do my makeup, my face, everything, just taking my sweet old time walking around. It is a nice feeling when you're already moved in and everybody's coming in like full throttle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just got to do my hair and then I'll be ready. And they're all sweating and pulling all their stuff in. I'm like, I'm here to help, whatever you need. And our friends from PAD, we had like 8 couples or something from coming in. And then we had other random, I mean, it's an eye candy event. So you have a lot of different kind of groups and different people from all over the country coming and stuff. So they all moved in, and we had the Lees right directly on the other side of the room we were staying in. And then D&D, and we'll call them D&D, and the Hobrooks, and they were coming in a little bit later. Everyone was traveling from all over, they all staggered.
And this one, that we had a completely different group of people because they had a trip planned to Hito.
Yes.
And they obviously had to cancel it because of the hurricane.
So Secrets stepped up.
And hosted them instead of going to Hito.
Yeah, so they all were hanging out there. So it was a different group of people that you don't normally see at Secrets too. So that was fun. And just seeing everybody come in. And then Lindsay and Rob, and then the Lees, and then D&D, they were there. So the Lees had our t-shirts on, which I thought was so cute.
Yeah.
And they came in. And so I was like, we all need a picture, because if we don't do it right now, we're never going to do it. Handed everybody a t-shirt, and we all got pictures. I'm going to post them on Instagram soon. So, yeah, they turned out really cute. The Hobrooks didn't do it, but
yeah, we'll have to get one with them.
We're going to definitely have to get one, because they weren't there yet. I was like, I wanted them in the pictures too, and I wanted to wait, but I knew, I could tell by the energy in the room, that if I waited any longer, we weren't going to get that picture. It was just, everyone was starting to get excited about the room crawl and their costumes and everything.
That was definitely the vibe.
Yeah.
And you kept reminding, you're like, I just want a pic. That's the only thing I'm asking for is one picture.
Because I knew I was about ready to lose everyone. They were all going to squirrel and start changing into bathing suits and costumes and things. So I was like, get a picture now. And we did. We got the pictures real quick. So we're going to have to just retake another one. It's fine to have more. And yeah, and then it was pretty fast into room crawl time.
Yeah.
Everyone that we were with was hosting a room crawl. So we just were kind of helping out everybody, getting costumes in, getting pictures done, getting all that stuff ready. And we went with our first night of Libertine event costumes because there wasn't a theme. It was just eye candy. It's always candy, room crawler, candy.
Yeah.
Explosion, some kind of candy. So everyone was doing just colored stuff. So we kind of went with those because it was out there. EDC festival that weekend. So everybody was
like,
rave outfits and stuff. So it fit right in. And we just wore those. Nobody had seen us in them other than Rama Lindsay's. So whatever. I like them costumes a lot. And then we just room crawled the rest of the evening, honestly.
Yeah, honestly. Well, they do, eye candy does their room crawls different than what we're used to. Usually it's from this time to this time.
And there's like
all the rooms,
rooms
are open. Everybody just kind of free for alls. And Swinger Society has like a bingo card and each one has a sticker.
You can win prizes.
And you can win prizes if you fill your card. They go in just one giant group from room to room.
And there's only five rooms.
So there was just a giant group of people,
hundreds of people
standing in line for different rooms. And which is funny because there's that one really pretty girl. She's like, why are we standing in line? I don't even know if I want anything in here. I'm like, I love your energy, actually. And so I'm like, we're not cutting in line. We're just scoping it out. We'll get back in line if we want.
We're interested.
And she's like, we're on the same wavelength here. I'm like, all right, let's go. So me and her led the way. But then you and her husband were behind us. And we're like, it's just. And then we'll like ask people coming up what they got in there.
And they're like, oh, whiskey or something. I was like,
They had a moonshine and like a dreamsicle, an orange soda and vodka drink and this and that. We're like, nah.
Next.
They're like, we can beat the group. If we just dipsy do past them.
Yeah, because we weren't interested in this room. And they were all together the entire time. And plus, then you get in your friends' rooms. And then you'd be in there for like an hour. We never made it away from the room crawl. We kept room crawling.
Well, the fourth and fifth rooms was... The fourth room was our room with Robin Lindsay.
Yeah.
And then the fifth room were D&D and the Lees.
Yeah.
So it was like... Well, we'll just go back to our room.
No.
And we did that. The group was already there. And we just start talking.
And I have to shout him out. I have to say it.
Such a big surprise.
Standing there. And if you know Libertine Events, I know a lot of you do. And our friends, Libertine Events and Kate and Mickey and Mallory from the Casual Swingers.
Yes.
Mickey walks in and does his voice that you know so well.
He has the most distinct voice.
He's the best MC voice I've ever heard in my
life. It's just like a roar through a crowd. Yeah. I'm like, fucking way.
We've known them a minute and we have not seen them since Miami 2 years ago.
But like I said before, they were supposed to be going to Hito with the Dirty Perv group. They came there to support them, and they just showed up.
My heart exploded. I was
so
excited to see them. It made my heart so happy. So we sat there. We did a video for Kate, tormenting her a little bit. We were all together, because we just never get to all be together. And so that was so special. And then we hung out with them for as long as possible, but we had to go.
Well, we missed the room call portion because we were reminiscing and talking to Mickey and Mallory and making videos for Kate and
taking pictures.
Mike came around the corner like, did you miss our room? Like, no, we just haven't gotten there yet.
So we ended up going when everybody had left.
And it was still hopping.
It was still hopping. We still got it. But we were... We do a hot couple does when a hot couple's together, and we squirrel and
we meet new people.
We got at one point that evening. I said, I don't know. I haven't seen Russ in probably 45 minutes, but I know he's safe because I went to the room and he wasn't there. So I know he's living his best life somewhere else. We're good. And I was like, I just would like to see him. I would just need to know where.
I forget what I was doing.
I walked up to someone and I was like, have you just seen him? I just want to know that he's okay. So it had been long enough where I was like, I just want to make sure I could see him.
I remember where I was now. I had made a friend.
He made himself a friend.
And I brought a whole group with me.
He was living his best life, as we do.
I forget what her name was.
I don't know where you found her or anything.
I know she was in a polyamorous relationship.
She had whippets available for her room.
Yeah. She wasn't part of the room call, but she's like, yeah, come to my room. I have alcohol. I have whippets. I have like, whoa. That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
And we walk into her room, and she literally had a giant CO2 container just sitting next to the bed. She's like, I don't have balloons. They're coming tomorrow. I'm like, that's okay. That's okay. And we started talking.
A group of people in her room. I didn't even know who they were.
Yeah. And I never met her before in my life.
Not many people in the crew that we hang out with now have seen Ashley and Ross.
Yeah,
like,
we're
in their element.
We make friends quickly. We make best friends quickly.
We have really been in the frame of mind lately that we've been craving doing swinger shit. We miss being old school.
Yeah.
The hack couple in Georgia sometimes, and we've really been not able to do that because you just haven't been there, and we just haven't been able to be together. And Secrets is a whole nother beast that we like to explore together and that we're very familiar with. We just live our best life there, and this weekend was definitely like old school hot couple stuff. And we wanted it to be that. That's what we really did want. And we just made so many new friends and had new experiences, and that was a really, really good example of OG like stuff we used to do. And that's why we got the reputation no one could find us ever. That's why any TikTok you see with like Lacey or the girls from Swinger Society, when we used to make jokes about it, we were always the couple that people always said just disappeared and never saw them again. That's what we do. But a lot of people don't know that about us. That's what we do. We run around like crazy. And it's not even like we're not doing crazy stuff. We are literally just meeting everyone.
We meet people who become our best friends in that very moment.
Their people and their people. And you have a whole group of strangers before you know it. Just they're your new best friends. And so much fun. I got that. That was a lot of fun. And that was the only real party night that he was able to be.
Yeah.
So we were really trying to enjoy it and do swinger shit and stuff. And it was fun. It was fun. It was good.
Yeah. So we left her room. Like, all right, good seeing you. Bye. And
It was time.
And then me and you just started wandering like we do.
Yeah.
And
we ended up to find new people.
Yeah. And so we ended up in Eye Candy's room.
Yeah, we're all of them. All of them.
And there was a pretty good group in there. And it was another one of those conjoined rooms. So it was like room over here, room over there.
We were in that room all night long.
We were in there for a hot minute.
All night. They had puppies. That's what drew us in.
Oh, yeah, the dogs.
They had two dogs in there, and they were so cute. And they were in the one bed just spinning around and being cute and wrestling. And then everyone was in the other room just talking and doing what swingers do, laughing, talking, dancing, doing all the things, and playing with the dogs. And we spent most of the night in that room with them.
Yeah, we spent a good while in that room.
I got to really get to know that crew at Naughty. I partied until the wee hours of the morning with Eye Candy, and then seeing them again was nice, and hanging out with them. And you hadn't really gotten to hang out with
them. No, I've never. That was the first time I really hung out with them.
Yeah, because I really have been. The last few parties I've been to, big parties, have been Eye Candy parties.
Yeah.
I've gotten to know them a lot. So it was good. You got to know them a little bit more. And then we ended up making our way back outside eventually and heading towards home. And we saw more friends that were just coming from EDC was this weekend. So we had a lot of people that were showing up at midnight.
Yeah.
They had shuttles coming back. And so we had friends. We'll call them C and K. We're just going to start using initials because it's hard to keep track of screen names because like she's had a couple and I don't know.
Everybody changes and loses accounts.
So we'll call them that. But we ended up. I love when I get to see her. I don't get to see her very often. I've known her since day one pretty much too, and get to really actually talk to her and actually have time is very rare. So we got to sit and talk, and then we just hung out for a little bit before bed and talked.
We ate leftovers.
I ate leftover rice.
And sushi.
Yeah, from the nights before, and We were on one that night. We laughed.
Yeah, we got in bed and I don't know what it was.
We had started in the parking lot just goofing off and laughing.
But I don't know what was so funny, but I hadn't laughed that hard in so long.
So long. Like crying, laughing. Lindsay was snoring away. She was sleeping.
I remember what it was now. I remember what, because no. I do. I remember now.
I don't remember.
I remember. Someone was on one that night, and you started trying to be Miss Little Bossy.
I was on one.
And I couldn't help but laugh. It's just like, not just like, haha, yeah, whatever. It was like a belly, like deep in my soul laugh.
I was trying to brat like all my friends do. I was trying to brat real hard.
It didn't
come off well.
It just reminded me of like a cartoon character. You know where you see like a little like, you know, puppy or kitten or like duck or chicken like that thinks he's big and he tries to be tough. That was like you, you see.
I don't know you want why a piece it was of so this? Funny, but it was in the moment, absolutely hysterical.
Oh, God, it was so funny.
I couldn't stop laughing. And Rob would just giggle in. He had no idea what we were laughing about. We had forgotten what we were laughing about. And we were just laughing at that point. It's just one of those laughs where you just keep crying and laughing because you can't stop. And we did that and literally passed out laughing.
We fell asleep
laughing.
Yeah.
And woke
which
up.
Is the best way to fall asleep.
And we woke up and had sex instead of sex before bed. Yeah. So we just woke up, had sex, and it was such a good such a good time. But unfortunately, then I knew he would have to leave.
Yeah, I had to leave that morning.
Yeah,
and I had my alarm set for 8 o'clock, and I didn't want to get up. And I set it for 8 o'clock, knowing I had a window.
Knowing that was not happening.
That was just when the window started. No. So I'm like, I got time. I don't have to hurry because that's the worst. So we lollygagged around, packed all my stuff. Finally got in the car, then ran into the Wawa across the street.
Took care of me.
Had to get you some more snacks and some...
Blue. Some drinks.
And then I had to head home and go to work, which is the worst.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp. But that's where my story ends.
And mine begins.
Hey, beautiful. If you're looking to feel confident and sexy, Voluptuous Vixen has got you covered with stunning lingerie and outfits that fit every curve. And for our listeners, you can snag 10% off your order with code HOTCOUPLENGA at checkout. Don't miss out. Check out the link below and find your next favorite piece.
And then I was alone and I was sad. It always takes me a moment of adjustment. I always shed a few tears and mourn my husband leaving me for a little bit. It takes me a second to get snapped out of it. And even when I am okay, I'm never 100% okay without him there. I never will be. I'm just, it's my other half. So I'd feel weird. And then I'm not going to apologize for that anymore, and it's just how it's going to be. Lindsay had to work all day again, so luckily I had a task to do. I got ready, got dressed, did everything, and motherfucking Lee's, Mike, his birthday is coming up, and we told you all about the jean jackets and the denim trolling we've been doing with him and the torturing him with jean jackets. So Sam had said she wanted to throw him a little party at Secrets at some point, so we decided to do Friday. Them and the Holbrooks, we got them to go to Disney Springs because they were going anyway. So they spent the whole day there, a few hours anyway. And so that gave me time to decorate. So when Sam had said she wanted to do a party for him, I was just being funny. And I went into Amazon and typed in jean birthday party decorations, denim birthday party decorations. Wouldn't you know that they have those? So, denim and diamonds is a party theme, apparently, for bridesmaids, which I never hear of, but absolutely perfect for this. Couldn't have asked for more better decorations. Everything was jean jackets, and I had got balloons that just said denim that you blow up, streamer, tablecloths, like centerpieces was jean jackets. I even got temporary tattoos of jean jackets. a sash that says it's my birthday, jean jacket. Sam got him a cake made, and the cake topper was him. He took a picture for the Facebook group because he joined in on the fun eventually, and it was his picture of him in the jean jacket. Best party name ever. So amazing. And then everyone was wearing jean jackets. Oh my god, the lights were blue. It was so good. I am so proud I got to be a part of that, because that made my life, and that was so much fun. He was not expecting that at all, so it was a good little surprise moment. And yeah, and then we did the birthday party thing and cake and all of that, and got into bathing suits. Then it was pretty much just pool time, everybody chilling by the pool until the party. You know how it goes. Then, you know, afternoon pool party. Then you get out in the evening, get something to eat, take a nap, then get ready, reset for the evening. And that's just what you do with Secrets. And same thing. That night was Superhero. So everyone was there. And then we got dressed, got ready, took 5 billion pictures and videos, as we do every single time. The husband half of Holbrooks. He was my spirit animal this weekend. The confidence that he exuded. He's normally silent. Like, you don't hear too much from him very often. He's very quiet.
Yeah,
very
usually shy. Takes him a while to warm up.
At events, especially. Yeah. Like, around us, he's pretty open and talkative. But out in events and stuff, you don't hear him say too much. But he was a minion. I love the imagination on these swingers with these superhero costumes. We had Buzz Lightyear, a whole bunch of Wonder Women. Mine was supposed to be Superwoman, but it was from Shein, so it wasn't actually, didn't have an S on it, so it just looked like another Wonder Woman costume. A lot of red and gold and blue, those type of costumes. But he had a minion costume, and then he got himself the biggest dildo he could find and stuck it right in his zipper. And walked around with those suspenders and that hat and that dildo all night, just strutting his stuff. Like, the most confident I've ever seen a man, ever. I got some of the best 360 videos that I can't share anywhere at all, but absolute gold. Just, he was thriving. He was just bouncing that sucker around. The confidence. Oh my God, it was so much fun. And we hung out with our crew. We made our way to the dungeon. I got to watch in the dungeon. I sat there with my friends and just watched, and it was beautiful, and never got to have a session. I tried a few times, but I kept getting like pushed back, and then it was like, oh, tomorrow. So I didn't get any, but that was fun. I got to watch. I was happy. I'm happy on my knees just watching. Like, I'm so happy doing that. And I got to sit with one of my best friends and got to watch with her, and it was it was a good time. It's good moments. And then we ended up back in the room, and then I fulfilled a fantasy that I've been wanting to fulfill with her for a very long time. She's never been able to use her strap on with me. I've never had a chance to. She is the queen of the strap. And so I've watched her so many times and drooled over it a million times, and it's been on my bucket list for a really long time. So I finally got to experience that with her, and there's nobody else that I would want to do it with, because she's my heart and soul. I love them so much. We've known them since before anyone, really. We've known them
for a long time.
We got to experience the loft with them back in the day, and yeah, we love them very dearly. So that was a really good time. And then I changed into lingerie, ended up back there after running around living my best life. I ended up back there and got to have some candle wax play, which had been a minute since I've done wax play. So it was a good old familiar friendly feeling, and loved that. And then it got really crowded and really loud in my head, and I ran to go get some air and never ended up coming back. I ended up getting in trouble. So I went to the back part, and I saw underneath of the blind that Lindsay and Rob were still up. It was pretty early in the morning at this point, and I had assumed they had went to sleep, but they're living their best life. So I hadn't heard from them for a minute. I assumed they were sleeping. So once I saw they were in there, it was one of those like, open the doors and see what you guys doing. And they were just sitting there talking, hanging out. We ended up talking in bed forever. Time got away from us. We were laughing and crying and, you know, having a moment in bed. Ended up passing out like so hard, just falling asleep in mid-sentence. And then the door starts banging. I hear knocking. on the door, and it's our crew, and they had been looking for me for a minute, and they thought I died, and I worried them and scared them and didn't answer my phone because I was sleeping. And yeah, so that happened. They lost track of me, got worried, and I apologize. I love you. Please don't hate me for that. I do that sometimes. I just squirreled. And that's what we, like we said earlier, that's just what happens sometimes. And, you know, we get distracted. But they found me. It was fine. Ended up going back to sleep and waking up the next day. And it was a whole Saturday.
Whole ass Saturday.
Every time in the morning, you just kind of like, you just slow move. You know,
yeah.
It's like a, everyone, you got to get a shower. And then you kind of hang around naked or whatever. And you put your robe. I lived in that robe pretty much the entire time. That was the best decision I made, was to bring
that
robe.
Aren't you glad I had that idea, bringing the fluffy robe?
It was such a good idea. And slippers.
Yeah.
Never going anywhere without that ever again. So just slow moving, and until you get ready for pool time. At Secrets, you do food and pool. And went down to the pool, got some food. I love their barbecue wings. Their Caesar wrap and their barbecue wings are always two things I get all the time. Their food is
I don't think
good.
I've ever had their wings.
But they are 10 out of 10, especially when I'm craving like just protein, meat, something like that, and nothing big and heavy. The wings are so good, and they're not expensive at all. It's good prices, good food. That's
Their prices for food. Really, a lot of places like that, they're overpriced, but their prices are reasonable.
Yeah, their drinks are overpriced. But
their drinks are overpriced, but their food's reasonable.
And it's good.
Priced.
It's good. That's the thing. I'm really glad that at least the food is delicious. Everything I've ever had there has been good.
Yeah.
We had onion petals one night, and I've had their pizzas are really good. Their flatbread pizzas. I've did the grown-up grilled cheese that is always really good. You really can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
But I got food. And I really, again, was meeting people and just vibing and living my best life this weekend. And I sat on my pink floaty. If you know from Secrets episodes before, I have this pink, it's not mine, it's Secrets, but there's this pink striped net float that is there and no one touches it. I don't know why. It's been there all summer. I used it all last time I was there for a week. It was dark pink. Now it's baby pink.
Because it's sun bleached.
And popped. The one is like has a hole in it. So it's kind of a little wonky. But I sat in that pool and vibed with the sexy squad and the DJ and just floated back and forth. I'd find our people, come say hi, see what they were doing. Then I'd float over here. I met people along my way. I would dance. I was just so comfortable being by myself this weekend. I felt confident. I liked it. I liked it. It felt a lot like Ashley again.
Yeah.
And I was just embracing just being alone and solo and experiencing things. And I wanted to make sure I was dancing. I've forgotten to dance a lot of the last few events.
Yeah.
I really like left dancing out. And dancing is how this all began as well. And dancing is how I learned how to be confident and how to talk to people and mingle and everything. So I just really have been wanting to tap back into that. And so I spent the entire day in the pool floating all day long. That's what we did. And plus it was, we knew we were getting freeze warnings on our phone for the following day and the day after. And so we knew this was a very short window of time. And it was 90 degrees, soak up every ounce of heat you possibly
because,
can.
Because, Sunday night, there is a freeze warning up here.
I was so grateful this weekend as well. Like just to be there and just to be that lucky to be in that and to have just so much just love. And I was so grateful and but had so much fun there. And watched the sexy squad for 50 hours. They just danced for the entire time that we were there. I don't know how they do it. They killed it. They have choreography now. Like all sorts of stuff going on now. I love what they're doing with their entertainment, but they keep a good party going during the day and games and things going on and changing DJs up and around. And and then it was time again it's like you get to that time of day where the sun starts getting lower, it starts getting chillier. And you're like, if you want to take a nap, if you're going to eat, you better do it now. And so everyone just starts slowly making their way to nap, eat, get showers, do all that stuff. And and then that night was carnival theme. And I was cotton candy. So if you know anything about me, when I become that, Brittany comes out.
Pink.
She gets into all pink uniform. You better watch out because that's the most confident girl you're ever going to meet. I got to tap into really my princess, like, submissive side that evening that I don't ever tap into without you there. That was really cool. So I had found this, like, two-piece pink, like, crazy fluffy. It looked like one of those shag rug.
Yeah.
Real fluffy. Cute like your outfit. Slippers. That, and it was based off of my slippers. I built the outfit off of my slippers.
You built an outfit around your slippers.
I knew I was not going to want to wear high heels anymore. I just knew I was not going to be in any state to be wearing heels on the last evening. My feet, I've got really bad feet. So my friend, Holbrooks, she was helping me out and at the very beginning, a couple months ago, and throwing out different ideas for the themes and stuff. And I think she had shown me a dress or something and said, somebody could do cotton candy. And I was like, that's it. So I went and got all the fluffiest things, I had little like pom-pom balls. Yeah. I had the earrings were balls. I had everything fluffy and got to wear pink sparkly fishnets. Like it was 100% me and my element. I did my curls. I did my pigtails. So good. I had my choker on. It was a whole thing. So had the best time. It started off a little rocky because it was the last day. I had been there a week, and I'm pretty sure we spent 4 straight hours taking videos and pictures. Yeah. And I could feel it in my soul. I know that I'm a content creator. I know I do a lot of this. I know I do this for a living and stuff. But it's one thing about me is I hate the pictures and video part of it, which sounds so weird and crazy. I'm the worst content creator you will ever meet. But I despise that. I really just want to get the party started. I really want to go start having fun. I want to go start meeting people. I want to start dancing mostly because that's when the dancing's going wild, everything. And it just felt like hours of pictures, which I love my pictures. I do appreciate all of them. I love having the memories. I love all of it. But after a while, it's just like, okay, I can't even smile anymore. Like it hurts to smile sometimes. That's what I always tell him. And I was done with it. And we were standing there and I was just kind of, you know, waiting for another set of pictures, and across the yard, I hear Mickey's voice, you know, like, hello, Lifestylers. I couldn't do it, but it's Mickey's voice. I just knew it was his voice.
And we're at Secret's Hideaway.
And I was like, Mickey. And I went running with all my might to find Mickey. And we had been neighbors with, like you said earlier, another group of people. That were supposed to be in Hedo. And we ended up making really good friends with them. They were pretty close neighbors. They were down a couple doors. And we had just passed them and seen them and talked to them. And at the room crawl, me and you got to hang out with them and talk to them for quite a big part of that time was talking to them. And their entire group was hosting that party in the Tiki area. And so they had Mickey up there emceeing. They had their DJ and the entire group was there. So I had the combination of this new group that I had found, and they were so beautiful and fun. They were a great time. And then I had Mickey and Mallory, and I got to stand up there with Mallory. Mickey was absolutely dying. It was so humid, so hot, and he was sweating so bad. I felt so bad for him. I knew I was hot. So I had my big eye candy fan, and I spent his entire set. I stood there and fanned that poor man off and danced, and I was happy to be there because I could be right in front of the DJ and do my thing, and loved that. And it felt so much like Miami. It was such deja vu. Had so much fun. I was living my best life. And then they had a costume contest, so everybody got a ticket throughout the night to be finalists. Our friends were finalists, and then one of them got second place. So that was really cool, standing up there and supporting them. Everyone killed it. Swingers are the most imaginative, creative people in the entire world. Their costumes just, you cannot be a swinger Halloween costume contest. Yeah. You're never going to find that in the regular world.
Well, they go all in. That's what Mallory mentioned something about that Thursday night when I was wearing those shiny pants and that lace shirt.
Where would you
And
do
she's
that?
Like, I was just looking at your outfit in any other setting would be so weird. She's like, but just imagine wearing this in a vanilla setting. People look at you like you're nuts. Yeah. But you wear it here. This is what gets me laid.
Yeah. Half of the Holbrooks that I was talking about earlier, he was living his best life. And that night he was riding a fucking elephant. He had tiny little legs. He was completely naked in this inflatable elephant. And again, living his best life, just strutting around, biggest confidence. Well, his confidence was so high. Oh my gosh. It was, people were just riding on it. People were all about it. Everybody he passed was like, you killed it. You killed it. It just made my heart so happy to see him thriving and just, oh, it was so much fun. And then, yeah, we had our close friend. He was second place and he stayed in character the entire time. Like, not only creative and these amazing outfits, but also amazing actors, turns out. They were all in. Oh, it was so good. And everyone deserved to win. Everyone killed it. Such good. And then after that, the Sexy Squad did an entire performance. And one of the Sexy Squad members dressed up in drag and had an entire like center show. And it was so beautiful and wonderful. And we had spent the whole entire week with them. So it felt really special to see them. Just, it was the last day. And you know how it is, that last day. It just goes a little harder because you know it's the last one and you know what's coming in the morning and everyone's back to normal life.
Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of.
And then I was wandering around looking for people. I knew that they were going to have sessions. I knew that most of their goals was dungeon that night. So I made my way in there, and then our people were in there. I found them. And I was in there not even a minute, and this beautiful, gorgeous, exotic lady came over to me, and she asked me if I would like to play with her and her friends. And so, of course, I said, yeah. And so I went over there, and there was another gorgeous lady strapped down to the bed and covered in electrodes, and she was with a beautiful man as well. So the three of them were over there playing with the electro stimulation machine, and they explained to me, like, don't do this, don't do that, because she is grounded, she'll die, it will be electrocuted. And so I was scared and intrigued, but I told her it's just something I've never been interested in. I don't want to do it at all. I don't like electricity. I don't like being shocked. I don't like being surprised. So I was like, no, I'll watch you guys. You guys are gorgeous. I'll just watch and support you. And so then she said, bitch, and she barely spoke English, but she was like, how many kids do you have? And I said, 4. And she's like, this is nothing. She's like, touch her. You're a woman. And she was hyping me all up. So she talked me into it. I ended up doing it, and I'm so happy that I did, because it was such a cool feeling. It felt like electric currents going through my hand and through my body, and it was not zappy. It was not, like, scary at all. And so I sat there for a while, and the three of us were just feeling her, and she was excited. It was so hot. And then the guy asked if he could kiss her, and they instructed how to do it, what was going to happen and everything. And I watched them, and there was just a lightning bolt went between them. And I was like, nope, not doing that one. Cause that one I knew was going to be what I hated.
Zappy.
I don't like zappy. And so I ended up doing it, of course. And that one really took a lot of hyping myself up. I literally was like, you got this, you got this, you got this. And I ran in and I kissed her, and it was zappy. It was everything I thought it would be, but it felt so good. It really did feel really good. I liked it. I am so glad that they did push me outside of my comfort zone, because I would have never tried that otherwise. We've had the opportunity a million times to do that, and I've always turned it down because it's just not something that I'm into. But I was feeling myself. I was feeling a certain way that night. So I'm glad. And they were, whatever you say, they were absolutely gorgeous. I would have done probably anything they told me to do, honestly. I looked around and
get in the van.
Yeah. Okay. Say less. I looked around halfway through and I was just like, why did they choose me? I don't know. It was very, very lucky. And I felt very, very honored to be a part of that. It was their birthday. It was a whole celebration, a whole fantasy. I was here for it. And it was a great time. And then our friends that had been in there, I turned around when everything was kind of to the end and they all had left. So I was just like kind of feeling a little bit vulnerable and stuff. So I was like, it's time to go now. I don't know anyone. And so on the way out, I ran into Pineapple Jam, which forgot to mention Tuesday. We ran into them and got to have dinner with them. All us, Lindsay, Rob, and them went out to dinner and it was so nice. We've known them for a really long time, follow them on social media, see them on there all the time, but never really have time to actually talk. So they work in the dungeon and educate and do a lot of sessions and scenes with people. And so we got to actually sit down and get to know them as people and talk to them. So that was really cool. And on the way out, I just kind of looked at him and was like, I don't know how you do it, but thank you for doing this for everybody. Because I don't know how, I just don't know how they do it within the lifestyle. That part really just blows my mind. I don't.
Yeah, I asked him that question when he came by the room crawl Thursday. I kind of had that conversation with him and he said, cause I asked him like, what do you do when like you get done with a session and then you turn around and there's five women behind you want the same thing?
Because you've had that.
Yeah.
We've had that in tiny little amounts when you've flogged people and had lines of people and you've done rope and we've done flogging seminars and stuff like that. And that's exhausting. And that's just a small amount of time compared to what they do. And in that environment, swingers, it's a whole different.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, his response was they get 10%.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah,
that's the thing.
Like, it's very performative. Yeah, give them like a pop so they know you're there. But like, it's
even
very,
a beating, it's still never. Yeah. It's not touching the surface of what BDSM is and the depths of it and stuff. So yeah, I do completely get that. It's just for decoration. They're happy with just some marks and be bent over the spanking bench for a couple hours or whatever. But I completely get that, but I still don't know how they do it for the amount of time that they do it. It's impressive, and to be still in that space and so often and with all the chaos of swingers and stuff and everything and just people that are uneducated and want to learn and just don't know a lot. And I don't know, but I looked at him and I was like, I don't know how you do it, but thank you for doing it because we definitely need this space. And props to you because it's crazy in there. And anyway, then I was on a mission. I ran out to go find people that I knew, and I did have a little moment of struggle. I felt a little out of place for a second. I was living my best life and everything, but it got to the end of it and then I didn't know where I should go after that because again, it was very, everyone was excited. A lot of people were showing up. There was a lot going on. We had a lot of dungeon sessions that were scheduled. I kept getting like misplaced. I had a moment in my head where I felt like I was being left behind a lot. I felt like I was out of time and I needed to enjoy my night also.
Yeah.
So I really went hard on just going to find people to hang out with and ran around like crazy and was super confident, living my best life. But it was a moment of, I didn't know what to do with my hands was really the saying of this weekend because it felt like I wanted to do something with my hands, but I didn't know how or where to put them. So it was a big saying this weekend. And it was a moment of, I felt little, sometimes the one thing I'm discovering about going solo is that it's lonely sometimes. It's really lonely.
Yeah.
I really give kudos to people that are single that do this alone all the time because it's fun to play, it's fun to flirt, it's fun to dance, but then when that's over, you don't have that person to bounce stuff off of. You don't have that person to just chill with because you're running on this adrenaline and you're like excited and the music's high and stuff, and then it's kind of over and you don't know, it's like, do I go to bed or I don't want to go to bed? And then I'm always just kind of like, I don't know which way to go.
Yeah.
I don't know where to go. I know that I'm never in the way. I know my rational brain says that I'm wanted to be a part of it and included, but there's sometimes when I do feel like a third wheel or a fifth wheel or a seventh wheel, or depending on who I'm with. And it's always like, I wish Russ was here. And I hear that so much all of the time. I'm constantly hearing, if only Russ was here, if Russ was here. And it's just kind of gets in my head a little bit. And I do have moments where I'm like, okay, well then he's not here, so I guess I, you know, go find something to do. And it's not that serious, but it is a moment where I'm like, okay, well then I'm going to find somewhere where Ashley could have fun right now. And Ashley wants to go. And I need to figure out where Ashley needs to go. And also, I didn't want to get into a bad headspace. I was really wanting to be good this time. And I really have worked very hard to be who I am. And I'm feeling very good and confident about who I'm becoming. And I just needed to remember that it could get there if I didn't reset and take a breath.
Yeah.
And Lindsay and Rob, they kept busy and they made so many friends. And I had a room to go to a lot of the time where I could go and just sit and drink some water, go to the bathroom, get a lollipop, do all my things that I do. Just take a moment, take a picture, try to do some work, TikTok or something. And I really utilize that extra room to sit down and just
center yourself.
Just woosah. Yeah. Because I didn't know what to do with my hands because I didn't have you. Because that's normally when we would go take a walk, take a minute and debrief and kind of talk about what's going on and what our plans were and stuff. And so I'm still
have sex
because I'm super horny, but I struggle because I don't know how to navigate with new people. I'm still figuring that out because I am just a person that has to be somewhat comfortable, especially when I'm alone, to be intimate with someone. And that's just who I am as a person. That's just me. He's not so much. So he really does push me outside of that a little bit more and I enjoy it. And that's why we make a really good swinger couple team. But when I'm alone, I struggle with being scared. I am honestly nervous and scared. So I do retreat to stuff that's familiar or alone. Like those are I am a fight or flight person. If I'm feeling the vibe off, if I'm feeling something's not right, if I'm hearing, I hear a lot of people talking and I hear a lot of whispering, I hear things, I can read a room and read a vibe very well. And I always just have been able to, my gut, I always trust my gut. So if it's not good, I usually run. Like that's usually when I go and I take time to be alone. I might be back. I might need to go over things in my head and be like, you're being silly or this isn't actually how it is or something. But I'm just the person that I'm going to squirrel. I'm going to disappear. I'm going to take minutes. Yeah. I'm going to have to chill out because I am an anxious person. I have anxiety. I have worries and I'm learning and I'm growing and it was a good night. I had the most fun. I made so many friends. I had so many people come up and talk to me and made a lot of really good connections and was able to, with you, start them, which really helped a lot for the weekend because I felt like we knew them more than if it was just me meeting them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it helped that you knew who they were.
I'm really excited for this new group.
I just found a new group that's intriguing. It's a very
exclusive. I'm really excited about this new group.
We got this private code given to us.
Yeah. He's like, this is our group. And he pulls his wallet out and it's this metal business card. He's like, scan that QR code. He's like, fill that out.
Room crawl.
We were really
He's
like, this is a very secret group. I'm like, oh, I love this. I love secrets. I like secrets.
Room crawl, me and you were meeting everyone that we
could. Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah. We met more people, I think, than we
so much fun
in one night. That was a really good, we were having the best time. And so, then I was just about, I had been at Secrets a week. It had been a long
time to come home.
Week. It was time to come home. I was homesick quite a few times during this trip. I miss my kids. I miss my house. It's been a long stretch since I've been traveling on and off. And so I decided it was time for bed. I was just tired. I hadn't slept really good the night before. And I went and literally took a nap. I slept for 3 hours. Everyone was already in bed. I climbed in bed with Rob and Lindsay and they were already sleeping. So I passed out for 3 hours and then I woke up out of my sleep wide awake, wide awake. Not sure why, not sure how I woke up wide awake, but it was like 6 a.m. So I went outside because I have FOMO when I wanted to see if anyone was doing anything. So I knew that everyone was in the dungeon for a late night party that night. So I wanted to see if everyone was up. So I went around the corner and I went to our crew and they were still wide awake, living their best life at that time. They were winding down. They were all getting ready to go to bed and stuff. So I ended up cuddling up in their bed and just passing out with them for another little nap. And I actually just had missed the sessions. They had came back to the room and did their own little private sessions and for a while, and I had just missed it by like 6 minutes, 7 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Like they just walked out. So it's kind of sad, but it's like my brain knew that I was missing something and I just woke up and could sense it. And so I came running, but I just missed it. So well, always next time. But yeah, I ended up passing out in their room for a little bit and then woke up and I knew it was time to get my life together because we were heading home. And it is very much like that Seeker's Morning. You just wake up and you brush your teeth and get
your clothes on. Yeah, because you have to be checked out by 10.
Get the heck out of there. Yeah. And you've somehow acquired so much more stuff somehow every single time. And so you're trying to fit it all back in the car. And you're just throwing stuff in bags. Nothing's organized. Yeah. It's just get the heck in the car.
But you show up, everything's nicely folded and organized. And then you get up at 8 o'clock Monday morning and it's Sunday morning. Yeah. And it's like, just throw it in a bag. You got dirty clothes, you're shoving in bags.
And you know you have a 6 hour drive ahead of you or 8 hours for them or whatever crazy it was. So you know you have to get on the road because you're going to be getting home at midnight and nobody wants to do that. So yeah, that was pretty much it. That was Secrets. It was a different trip than normal. It was a different one than I think we've ever had.
Yeah,
we've never experienced an eye candy party together. So
no, we got one night of it.
So that was the first time we had a little taste together.
Well, I think it's weird too. Like for you, is you spent 3 days with me, and then you had to adjust.
Yeah, and that first night, like I honestly, when I needed a moment, and I just went out back and just sat. I was really honestly like sad. I was feeling sad. I was feeling because everywhere you look, everyone has their person. Everyone's playing with their person. They have their familiarity. They have somebody that they, you know, their other half is hanging out with them, experiencing and dancing and doing it. And it does. I've been trying to like stop that, but I don't think that's ever going to stop. I think that's always going to be a thing. I can't.
We need to find you an emotional support unicorn.
I do have that in some parties. I have those some parties. It depends on where I'm at.
Yeah, we just need to get you emotional support unicorn.
Sometimes I do have one of those.
When I'm not there, you have somebody to hang out with.
Yeah. I do. I got one girls on there that, you know, I can hang out and stuff. But when they have a person, it is different. So it is nice to have my single girls when I can, or people that are alone to just kind of vibe with. But it was a really good trip. It was fun. And then we drove home. It was horrible. Torture. But I'm very thankful to Rob and Lindsay that they drove me. I napped on and off, which I don't nap in cars, but I...
Did you doze it off?
Yeah, I napped pretty much the entire time.
Wake up in a panic, then doze off again?
Yeah, I got to be a passenger princess. And thankful to them. Thank you for being our safe space and being our people and letting us just be who we are and loving us no matter how messy and weird it gets and crazy and wild it gets. But appreciate and love you very much for that. And... yeah, that was Secrets. That was a week. It was a lot. I love it, but it's a lot. And it's, you know, it's different. It's a different experience. You don't know unless you've experienced Secrets. It's exhausting, but I cannot wait to go back every single time. And it's addicting. It's really addicting.
Yeah.
I really want to go back with you. I'm excited. I was like, we need to figure out when we're going. We're going back next year at some point. And we're going together.
Yeah.
Entire time. And we just, we're overdue for a good room crawl.
For sure.
And a good room crawl, hot couple room. I'm ready. I'm ready. But also, Caliente 2026.
Yeah.
Sounding
I'm just
pretty
saying.
Tempting. I've never been in Paradise Lakes. There's a few options.
Yeah.
A few other options too to check out. And I'm not opposed to checking out new ones and new things. I always want to try some new stuff out. And, you know, we've been doing Secrets for many years. So.
Yeah, for sure.
But who knows? We'll see. But yeah, anyway, this has been a very long episode, and probably would have been a two-parter if we would have more time. But we are out of time.
We are out of time.
The end of
this is episode 16 of season 3. Season finale.
And cannot believe we're going into season 4 soon. That is mind-blowing. We are... rolling into our 100th episode very, very quickly, and we are gonna have to do something for that, I think.
Yeah, we need to
start planning stuff ahead and planning for it, because If you are still here all of these seasons, I can't even begin here, to tell you.
I know. I like the idea, now that we're talking about it, for the 100th episode, a live recording.
Oh, yeah.
Like at...
Yeah, we'll have to do something like that.
Yeah,
interviews
like
interviews or something.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We can't even begin to tell you how much we appreciate you guys. Still don't understand why you keep coming back every week, but we sure do appreciate it. We love meeting you guys. We've met so many amazing people throughout this last year that we've been doing this, and we hope that you keep enjoying it. We're always open to feedback and open to ideas, and we want to have all of you on. We would love to have everyone and anyone on that would like to be. We can blur out your names. We can change your names. We can mask voices, whatever we have to do. We love to hear your story. We would love to have you on because we love meeting new people. If you can't tell by now, we love meeting new people. We love meeting everyone. We love hearing stories. We love just getting to know humans in this lifestyle are just... We've spent 34 years of our lives and never, ever once met people like this. And so grateful to have discovered this secret, beautiful, wonderful world that we found in this lifestyle. And we want to talk to as many of you as possible. We want to show people that we are just regular, normal people. We're no one special.
Yeah, we
don't know
the secret. We're so normal.
We're so normal. We don't know the secret. We mess up. We're not perfect. I think if you listen to this podcast, you're discovering that we have opinions and we say what we feel, and what you see is what you get. And we're not going to always sugarcoat it for you. We're going to let you know the truth and how we feel. And it's not always perfect. And we appreciate those of you that understand that and give us grace and are patient with us and are kind to us, because that's all it's about, is just be kind. And not everyone's going to do this perfectly or the same way.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. That's the whole thing. We're all so different. We all have different ways of doing it. And there is no perfect way. And no one's an expert in swinging. I don't care what anyone says. There's no perfect expert swinger. There's no perfect way to do this.
Yeah.
There's no guidebook that we follow. And we're all just here winging it.
Rule section 13 is...
That doesn't exist. And we all don't know what we're doing. And we're all just here learning from each other, good and bad from each other, and growing and always changing and always just trying to get better and be better humans. Just be kind. And yeah, we appreciate everyone. Thank you for listening to us every single Wednesday. I hope that Wednesdays don't suck too bad for you for the next few months, but hopefully you'll come back again.
That's all right. We'll be back after the holidays.
Yes, after the holidays, after we get through winter sad season, then we'll be back ready with new plans for swinger season 2026.
Yeah. I mean, but just because the season's over doesn't mean we're going to stop recording.
I know.
We have stuff happening
at all times
while we're not going live every Wednesday.
Yeah, we are always trying to make it better. We're always improving. We're making plans. We're always booking people to come on the podcast, doing interviews. We have already some scheduled and always going to be here. We do social media, so every single day pretty much
you're
gonna see my face.
You know where the socials are.
You know how to find, get a hold
go
of
get them, you know, go snatch them.
The hotcouplemga.com. you can find us all year round, all the time. Stay in touch, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Seriously, love you all so much, and thank you for being here, and I appreciate you more than you'll ever know. Thank you. And as always,
it's not that serious.
Don't make it weird. We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.